With SR News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington, and video from Iranian state-run TV anchors Sahar Imami is speaking during a live broadcast when an explosion from an Israeli military strike rocks the studio. President Trump is urging Iran to return to the negotiating table before it's too late. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As Israel and Iran exchange deadly military airstrikes, the president is pressing the Iranian government to resume talks about its nuclear program.
I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Speaking at the G7 summit in Alberta, Canada, the president declined to answer what it would take for the U.S. to be directly involved in the growing conflict between Israel and Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vance Bolter, the man suspected of assassinating a Minnesota state representative and her husband at their home, surrendered to authorities. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty explains that the suspect was pre-charged in order to aid law enforcement to arrest him.
On Saturday, our office filed charges against Mr. Bolton for second-degree murder and attempted murder, allowing us to obtain a nationwide arrest warrant, which would allow law enforcement across the country to arrest him. These are the highest charges we can file by complaint, and it needed to be done quickly to get the warrant out.
Minnesota is not a death penalty state. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points, the NASDAQ rose 294, the S&P advanced 56. This is SRN News. Another athlete runs afoul of the LGBT agenda.
The French Soccer League is suspending Nemanja Matic of the Olympic Lyon Club for covering up a rainbow badge on his official jersey during a recent match. The league was celebrating the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, but Matic, who is from Serbia, is a Christian and says his faith forbids him from promoting gay pride. League officials are unmoved, suspending him for four matches. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Israel fighting Muslim extremists in several places, the debate over religious exemptions for ultra-Orthodox men is reaching a fever pitch. Most Jewish men are required to serve nearly 3 years of military service, followed by years of reserve duty. But the Orthodox, who make up roughly 13% of Israeli society, have traditionally received exemptions if they're studying full-time in religious seminaries. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
At the G7 summit in Alberta, President Trump sounded optimistic about reaching a trade deal and a deal on tariffs with Canada.
I think we're going to accomplish a lot, and I expect to, and I think our primary focus will be trade and trade with Canada, and I'm sure we can work something out.
The president spoke at the start of the G7 summit. Leonard Lauder has passed away. He was the oldest son of Estee and Joseph Lauder, who founded their famous worldwide cosmetics company clear back in 1946. Leonard Lauder was 92. The Trump family company says it's launching a mobile phone company all its own. Eric Trump says the new company would build its own phones and maintain a call center in the U.S. The new business follows several real estate deals for towers and resorts in the Middle East. On Wall Street, a great day for the major indexes. The Dow was up by 317 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.